This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we preview the new compact version of the Case IH Farm Mall that's available this year from Daniel Cote with Case IH.
We're featuring the new compact Farm Mall. We have it in two versions, the 35 and the 45, the 48, excuse me.
So tell us a little bit about, they're a little different size than people are typically used to seeing on farm malls, but tell us about the new farm malls here.
So this one is would be qualified as a compact. So midway between our subcompacts and our utility tractors. So this one comes with a brand new platform, operator comfort that comes first to mind because it's got a new brand new seat, comfortable seat on it, flat deck, very wide to get in and off the tractor with an extra step.
What kind of horsepower are we looking at on this tractor, the compact?
So with Case IH, the number on the hood is the horsepower of the tractor. So a 35A will be 35 horse, and a 40A will be 40 horse.
So obviously a very versatile tractor for farmers who may need something to get into tight spaces on the farm and don't need a big one.
Exactly. So it'll come with a front end loader. You can put a backhoe on it. It's also got a three-point hitch. So all kinds of implements you can put on the rear of the tractor. So it's, yeah. It's a very, very versatile, like a Swiss knife of tractors on any size of operation. Would be a small mom-and-pop farm up to a big operation could use one of these tractors on their farm.
I can see how it could be very handy. And obviously, Case IH listens to your farmers and folks out there in the field. This is something you've developed, I'm sure, as people have said, hey, we want a tractor to do certain jobs like this.
Yeah, exactly. Our customers are first in mind. And like I said, one of the first things that we redesigned on this tractor was the operator platform, so that customers can spend long hours on the tractor without feeling fatigue. So a better seat, better adjustment on the seat, all the controls are easy to reach for those long hours sitting on the tractor.
That makes sense. And the fact you can put pretty much any attachment or implement on here makes a big difference too.
Exactly. Like I said, it would be a Swiss Army knife of tractors. The backhoe can be removed in minutes, and because we don't have to remove the three-point arms, then you can connect a rear mower, mow your grass, put the backhoe back on, and start digging holes again.
You mentioned two different models, the 35 and the 40 horse?
Yep, exactly, the 35A and the 40 horse.
Not a lot of difference in the two, just horsepower?
Just horsepower, exactly.
Maybe a little size difference or not much size difference?
Nope, exactly the same chassis, same options, same everything. Two choice of transmission, a hydrostat transmission, very simple to operate, front pedal, rear pedal, or the 12-12 mechanical. But in both cases, either be the 35 or the 40A, it's the same size tractor.
Are you still seeing do people want the hydrostats? Are you seeing some of both this day and time?
I'd say both. If you want to doing a bit more pulling with your tractor, a mechanical transmission would be more efficient. Whereas the ease of use of the hydrostat, it's very simple. It's like a lawnmower. You get on, there's a pedal to go forward, a pedal to go in reverse. So anybody can get on the tractor and run it.
I think it complements really well the whole farm mall line too, the smaller line here.
Exactly, and it's got the same, if you look at the hood design, it's the same hood design that we have on the A, the C, the M, and even the new Puma that we've got there. It's all the whole new Case IH design to it.
I like that smooth look to it. It's nice, very well thought out too.
Yeah, thank you. I personally like it myself, but that's personal liking, but they do look good.
Our guest today, Daniel Cote with Case IH. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.